You're listening to Other Side Drive on KTSW San Marcos.
You are tuned into Other Side Drive on KTSW.
And we are here with the gents, finally.
Hey, what's up?
Perfect. How's it going?
So happy to have y'all here.
Yes, I'm so glad. I've been waiting this whole, hour and a half, and you guys are finally here.
Thanks for having us.
We're happy to. It's a dream come true.
All right, guys. So for our listeners who don't know, why don't you fill them in on how the gents came to be?
I'm upset that you don't know our origin stories, but we are just, three friends that started playing music together and realized that we all were pretty good at singing and really dug falsetto harmonies, and so that's how we came to be.
Yeah, some of us really dig falsetto harmonies.
I see you shaking your head no over there.
I'm fine with them. When we first started, it was always funny because when we began writing, we wanted, none of us were super good at our instruments yet, and so we knew that we had to be able to back that up by singing well together, and we were kind of figuring out each other's voice types, and it just kind of turned into this a lot of falsetto harmonies, and that was not something that I agreed with at first. I was like, I don't know how I feel about this, guys. Of three dudes all singing like girls, this is kind of dumb. I don't know how this is going to go. And then we kind of refined the technique, and now we're better at it now than when we started, but it was pretty funny at first.
Well, it sounds like it's working out great for y'all.
Well, I hope so.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
All our own dreams.
So since you worked everything out, how is the writing process like for you guys?
Well, when we started, like Tyler said, we kind of met up and we're doing kind of song swapping. Hey, I've written this song. It's not going to be enough with just me on it, you know. So we started kind of helping each other to write arrangements to the songs. And now it's become a significantly more what's the word I'm looking for? A collaborative effort where someone will come in with one idea, and then we'll all four of us will sit down and work out the arrangements to the songs rather than it kind of already being a set style and then just filling in the gaps.
You kind of get more comfortable telling the other people in the band what you like and what you don't like, and it gets to be easier. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So what are y'all's primary influences?
I have a lot of them. I really liked singer-songwriter stuff. I listened to a lot of Bright Eyes growing up, and I was really into Bob Dylan and a lot of the, normal kind of singer-songwriter catalog. But then I got more into 70s and 80s punk. I really like Paul Westerberg and The Replacements, and really get into Elvis Costello and David Bowie and The Clash, and a lot of that kind of stuff, which maybe is not necessarily represented in what we play, but, it's there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say my influence, I grew up listening to classic rock radio, so I loved Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and all the band, the bands that everyone...
All the greats.
Yeah, you just hear about them all the time. That's what my parents had on the car, and then as I got a little older, my taste got a little heavier. I like a lot of thrash metal and speed metal and stuff like that, and again, like Tyler said, it's not really super obvious in our music, but it's in there somewhere, that's kind of what makes the collaborative effort I was talking about. That's why it works, is because we listen to way different stuff. Maddie and John, our guitarist and drummer, listen to a lot of stuff, but we kind of find the small circle at the middle of the Venn diagram, and that's what we've kind of turned our sound into.
Very cool.
Awesome. So you guys brought in a CD with you, right?
Correct.
That's right.
Do you mind if we play a track off of there?
I would love that. I mean, that's why we brought it, so that's really good.
All right. Do you know what is the first one?
Well, I
know it.
I think it's Fireflies.
It is Fireflies.
Okay, good.
All right, guys. You're tuned into Other Side Drive right here on KTSW 89.9, and you're about to hear the gents with the Fireflies.
Thank you. Let's put your father in the ground. In quiet little hometown, everybody with their heads down. I swear I've never had a better friend. With a cousin preaching heaven, I was trying to believe him. Know your ma got dealt an awful hand. I should hug him in near the casket. Really none of us can grasp it. The fear of God, it was heavy on our minds. Oh, you can hear death coming, but you can't outrun it.
Bye.
tuned into Other Side Drive right here on KTSW 89.9, and you just heard the Gents with their song Fireflies.
And before we get back to this lovely interview, I gotta give you a quick spot on the weather. It's 73 degrees and sunny, just gorgeous. I hope y'all are out there enjoying that right now. It's gonna be pretty good through the weekend. It's gonna be 66 tomorrow, 73 on Saturday. And now back to the Gents.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so that song that our listeners just heard, Fireflies, you told us that it was recorded, well, you submitted it for the Tiny Desk concert series, is that correct?
Well, they're doing a contest right now. They haven't announced the winners yet, but yeah, we submitted it for the contest, so hopefully we will eventually have a Tiny Desk concert, you know, if all goes well.
Ooh, do you
I
know?
Think they announced tomorrow.
Okay, it's I was just awesome. About to ask
Ooh.
That.
Yeah. Very exciting.
That's very cool. So, what was the music video like that you recorded?
Pretty basic. We generally play with a full electric set, so you know when we do acoustic arrangements, we still want the music to be, you know, the focal point. So we just, you know, we sat down, we played acoustic guitars, and our drummer, rather than playing on a kit, was playing on a cajon, just like a box drum, set up in a space pretty similar to where we're standing right now, and just put mics on it and had a couple different camera angles, you know, just to switch back and forth. Nothing super crazy, but I think representative, kind of like, you know, this is the song and this is our personality.
Very right. cool.
It was a very, very tiny desk.
Yeah, it was little tongue in cheek. We were sitting on like preschool sized furniture.
that's awesome. What they're going for. That's what they really want. I'm pretty sure it's the person with the tiniest desk that wins.
If so, maybe we got a shot. A one in, 60,000 or however many people.
I was going to say, I saw at least 22 bands from Austin submit videos, and I'm sure I didn't see all of them. So if you imagine how many bands in other major cities, it's probably thousands and thousands of bands.
Yeah.
It's been really awesome to see them, though.
That's cool. I don't know if you guys will ever be able to meet these people if you win, but the judges, I saw it was Reggie Watts. Did you see that?
That would be sweet.
I love Reggie Watts.
I don't
know how you guys feel about him, but that would be so cool if, like, you guys won, and then, like, he announced that you guys won, and then, like, he was at your show, your little tiny desk thing. That'd be cool.
That would be rad.
Yeah. the list of judges was pretty tight.
Yes.
So, earlier, before we played your song, we were talking about your influences, and wanted to know, are there any local artists that y'all are fond of?
So locally in San Marcos, we play a lot with The Deer, and we really, really dig The Deer. Also, Fire in the Pines. That guy's songs are just so good. Really, really sad. I love that kind of stuff.
I love me some sad music.
And then in Austin, right now I've been listening to a lot of Sweet Spirit. I really dig them. LaMelda's really awesome. They're actually from Waco. I don't know. Marmalakes are really great.
Marmalakes are good.
Yeah, they're killer. I've been working at a club up there called the White Horse off and on, so I run the sound console there. So those are generally the bands that I'm most familiar with. But Myron Broussard are blowing up right now. Those guys are killer. And we just played a bunch of shows during Austin's Free Week, and then this past week for their EP release, we played with a band called MCG. They're kind of up and coming, and we've gotten along really well with them, you know, personally and musically. So, you know, give them a listen if you're digging it. Kind of like dance pop.
Yeah,
it's a lot
great.
Of fun.
Excellent.
Cool. So you said you played Free Week. I also noticed that you guys played, I think it was last year, you played the Red, White, and Blue Ball. Is that right?
Correct.
And the year before that also?
Yes, indeed.
Was there anything, like, I guess, super cool that happened? Because you camp there, right?
Yes. Yeah. If you decide to sleep, you can camp there.
Did
yes.
you guys sleep there?
I stayed. I didn't sleep.
Oh.
I went to bed really early, so.
Yeah.
There was also a really tight water slide.
There was a really rad water slide. It's on the property that our friend Josh Ball owns. It's kind of near Circuit of the Americas. And this past year he got like a, what was it, like a 65-foot water slide
or
something?
Huge.
It was awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Like, we finished playing our set. We were pretty early in the day. I think we were like the second or third band to play, and like as soon as we were done, we like packed, we loaded the gear out and then just like started going down the water slide.
That sounds so awesome.
Yeah, it's really rad. Josh has done a really good thing out there for the local music scene, and it's a lot of fun. So
very cool. Are you guys planning on doing anything else like that this year? Like any festivals or touring maybe? Are you guys going to be at Mr. Fest?
Well, we actually just talked like right before we walked in here about maybe submitting for that again this year. We did last year.
Ooh.
We played on the square.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
You definitely should.
Yeah. Do you know who we should talk to?
Yes. Yeah. We can talk about that after the show.
Perfect.
It's the wrong time.
You asked about tours. We are actually, we're going on two tours this year, which will be, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a lot of work leading up to it. Tyler's taken on a huge amount of the load for that. But we're going to go to New York and back in June.
Wow.
And then again in August.
Wow.
Over how many weeks?
3 weeks each, about.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's a little nerve-wracking just because it's going to be the first time that this particular group has gone that far.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, like, so.
You realize how much you like somebody when you're trapped.
I think we're all going to get along fine. I'm not really worried about that, but it's just like we're going to be playing in a lot of clubs and a lot of cities for the first time, and you get spoiled when you've been playing in Austin for a while. You know, you start to get a good following, you know the clubs, you know what to expect, and we're going to go into this like almost completely in the dark for 3 weeks straight. It could be rad, it could be awful. We'll find out.
Might be a lot of empty rooms.
Yeah, we're just kind of going to have to mentally prep for that.
Yeah, it's never fun playing for the bartender.
No.
We need to practice, though, so.
All right, guys, so I do believe you guys have another song for us. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know the title of this track?
This one's called, it's Wet Tongue, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
It's Wet Tongue. This was another one we recorded as an alternate for the NPR contest. We submitted Fireflies, but it's always good to have, you know, extra material. So this is
Definitely.
Another one that we did.
All right.
Very cool. All right, guys, right here on Other Side Drive, you are about to hear The Gents with Waterfall. I'm sorry.
Wet Tongue.
Wet Tongue.
Wet
I don't
tongue.
Know where I got Waterfall from. Wet Tongue by The Gents.
My wet tongue, I'm my wet one, two, one, two, three. Doctor, come on, please, won't you tell me just exactly what ails me, Doc, I'm begging you, please. Cause lately everything is so hard, and thoughts that I can recall, and dimly acting strange. Yeah, no.
All right. That was a fun one.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For those of you just tuning in, we have the gents in studio, and we just played for you their song, Wet Tongue, which you guys said is a new one?
Relatively new.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Are you guys working on new stuff right now, like a new EP or album?
Yeah, we should have one out by June is what we're aiming for. A new EP.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah. Did you guys run into any obstacles while working on it? Or are there any, like, currently, I guess?
Starting it. That's a big
that's
one.
Awesome.
No. Right now we're just kind of shopping studios and deciding what material is going to be on there. It's nice to have options in both cases, you know, because in terms of the material itself, it's always nice to have some where you can be like, all right, we got some wiggle room. Maybe this won't go on there, but now we've got a B-side, you know, that we can just record and release at a different time. And then as far as studios goes, Austin's blowing up with them now.
There's tons.
And so we just want to shop around, you know, we want to put a good amount of money into it so we've got a good product. But also, you know, we're not getting paid a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to make sure that we don't break the bank.
It's hard to find a balance.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time I've tried to get one where they didn't charge, it was just it was a horrible experience.
Get what you pay for.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I think we're coming towards the end of our interview, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Right on.
It has been a lot of fun having you
here,
though.
It has. But before you guys take off, can you let our listeners know where they can get your music?
You can find all of our stuff at thegentsatx.com. We have links to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter there. Also, we're playing on Friday night at Triple Crown at 10 p.m. with Feeding Leroy and the Ghosts of Dixie.
Very cool.
All right. Any parting thoughts?
Yeah. Anything you want to add before you take off?
I don't know.
Any bonus trivia information you want to give our listeners?
I just wanted to say hi to my mom.
Aww, how sweet.
For any of our friends tuned in, hello to all of you. And thanks for having us.
You're welcome. All right, guys. Well, we do have one more song for you from the gents. It is called Duke of Austin.
Thank you.
right, guys, you just heard S with their song Vampires. That obviously was not the gents. Had a little mix up there, but it's okay.
But we're going to play that one in a second.
Yeah, don't worry. You didn't miss out. We're going to play it for you.
Yeah, we're not just going to tease you like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's so mean. Why would we do that?
But before we get to that, I got to plug a show that I love called Rare Groove on KTSW Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. It's hosted by Allison. They focus on the deep and defining genre that is soul music. It is such a soulful show. It'll put you in the best mood you've ever been in. And it'll show you some songs you probably haven't heard before, and they're all great. For more information, you can go to ktsw.net. And for now, Erica?
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. You're tuned into Other Side Drive. Our show is over, but don't change that dial, because we do have that gents song coming up. Until next week, I'm Erica.
I'm Alec.
And this is Other Side Drive.
You are listening to Other Side Drive on KTSW San Marcos.